It's hard to imagine Naeem and Avril collaborating, but plenty of artist couples do, like a couple in Miami who work under the name Guerra de la Paz. They take old pants and dresses and shirts and turn them into these gorgeous room-sized sculptures, giant trees and gardens of bright fabric, which have been exhibited and collected all over the world. Alicia Zuckerman caught up with the couple on a hunt for materials in Miami.
See, like, where am I going to find green pantyhose? Opaque green pantyhose. Gotta have it.
It's a sweltering day. The sun's beating down on Aline Guerra and Neraldo de la Paz. Sweat runs into their eyes as they reach into dumpsters filled with discarded clothing. They yank hard, pulling out old sweaters, polyester disco shirts, an army green rubber boot.
Whatever you find that you kind of can use, you just pull it.
The clothing comes to this warehouse from thrift shops all over the country. It's bound mostly for the Caribbean, but mountains of it, sometimes 15 feet high, get left behind in Miami. What are you holding? What is you pick up?
A pair of leopard stretch pants. We're making a tree out of leopard skin fabric right now. The trunk is all leopard. So what I'll do is I'll cut it into strips, and this will be a branch. This is our art supply store. Yeah, it's been good to us.
I'm the only person they've ever brought here, and to get them to do it, I had to promise not to reveal where it is. They drove me in their pickup truck and stopped just short of blindfolding me. Tell us where we are.
Well, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah, we're actually in an unincorporated area. So we're in the county, but there's no city involved.
It's one of the many little secrets of Miami.
Guerra de la Paz makes sculptures from old clothing, and just about all of their material comes from this warehouse. They say if other artists started showing up, it would take away the mystique. They both started out as painters. They're a couple, and they were already dating 12 years ago when they decided to share a studio in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood.
It was a friendly thing to a point where we said, you know, why don't we try making something together?
Guerra and De La Paz would comment on each other's work all the time, and it turned out that usually their ideas were in sync. Soon they combined their careers and their names. They became Guerra de la Paz. That means War of the Peace in Spanish.
I think that was our first piece, was coming up with the name, and, you know, it was kind of a given, you know.
Both men were born in Cuba, but they say they left too young for it to have had any real influence on their work. What did and still does, says Guerra, is where they live now.
There's something about the light in Florida that everything is just so vibrant and everything just comes alive and it looks so lush. And that's the main reason why we started working with clothes. It was in huge abundance in the neighborhood.
A few years after they moved into their studio in Little Haiti, one of Miami's poorest neighborhoods, they started noticing all this clothing from the nearby exporting businesses caught in the barbed wire that ran along the tops of the chain link fences.
We would see it when it would rain, and all the colors would just be saturated, the brightest colors you could possibly find, and we just started trying to figure out how we could incorporate that material into what we do.
Some of their most remarkable installations, like the piece that they're unveiling for their solo show in New York next month, are dazzling room-sized landscapes. Oasis is one of their signature works. It was created for the Chicago Cultural Center. Garments in different shades of browns were knotted together and tied to ceiling rafters, forming massive banyan trees like the ones you see in South Florida. Grass and flowers made from t-shirts and socks sprouted up all around them. And in the middle of the room was a shimmering blue pond made from women's formal wear in layers of chiffon, sequins, and lamé. The curator said it made everything else in the building disappear. De La Paz says each garment is like a brushstroke.
And we look at these landscape installations kind of like the Impressionist paintings. They had all these color theories where they would put like an orange right under a blue to make the blue pop.
At the warehouse, going through the piles, it's almost like being in an archaeological dig. It's like pulling out things, and everything has a history, and everything tells a story.
You know, a lot of this clothes, we air it outside. Once we get it, we let it sit in the sun. But we do try not to wash because I think that kind of washes away its history. But, you know, like if history smells too bad, it goes back into the pile. That's nice plaid.
For Studio 360, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
Right now, Guerra de la Paz is setting up an installation at the Daniel Mahmoud Gallery here in New York. It opens on Valentine's Day. And you can see a slideshow of their work at studio360.org. Coming up, why is it that the most beautiful music is also often the saddest?
Even though there is a beloved, it's the lover and the pain of the lover that is the star of this show.
Love songs that'll break your heart, even if you don't speak Urdu. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.